Joined now by Innsworth coach Rock Batten. Rock, it sets up. Both these teams have one thing in common, and they want to win the region. So big one Friday night at Daly Stadium between Baylor and your Tigers.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for both teams, of course. And they're coming in playing very well. And, we've had a solid week of practice and just looking forward to, a great matchup here in Daly Stadium.
Well, let's look back before we look ahead. I know CPA, you won, but it wasn't one of your prettier games. But to come out with a win and still have those learning moments, tell me about what the league this week was like.
Well, the most important part, we were able to get the win in that game. There's a lot of things I think we have to improve on. We had, one, it was too many penalties, and that was something that we harped on all week in terms of our fundamentals and technique and how we do things and how we block. But, one thing I don't want to take away from our players is the aggressiveness and nastiness in terms of how we block and how we do things. And so, we just got to emphasize doing it better and cleaner. In terms of the penalties and then making some stops on defense. But I was pleased with some of the things the offense did in terms of driving the ball without a 6 out of 7 possessions, getting points and capitalizing. But in all, the big thing is that we can, come out with a win and learn from it and move to this week.
Well, and a lot of that, you've talked about the leadership of your senior quarterback, Gerald Bullock, and certainly he's the so well-respected in the building at Innsworth as the senior class president and everything. But it just two things that stand out to me. Different things that he can do. He can beat you with your feet. He can beat you with his arm. And then also, but he's making smart decisions. And I think the offense and its diversity really flows through him.
Yes, I mean he's a talented kid, and more important than the talent and ability is just what you just said. He's a leader, and he embraces everything that we're throwing at him in terms of that position, and we're going to try to use his skill set to give us opportunities to create mismatches and put our other players in positions to be successful, and he's done a really good job. With ball security and decision making, and like I said, he's a sharp football player and a sharp young man, and so we just watching him grow as we grow as an offense and as a ball club has been exciting, and so we're gonna meet him in a major way on Friday.
Well, another offensive weapon emerged after not getting targeted a lot earlier on. Well, maybe getting targeted, but maybe not making with the catches. But tight end Austin Henderson, he's committed to the University of Minnesota. But he became even more a part of your offense this past Friday.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, I think, about our offense. I mean, it will continue to evolve as our kids get, very comfortable with it. And some of it, a lot of it is looking at what the defense gives us and what, we can take advantage of. And, I think we have some really talented players, but at the same respect, we got to look at what can we capitalize off based on what the defense gives us. And I think Gerard's done a good job. And this past week, Austin just had a big day with catches in terms of what we saw the opportunities that presented itself, and he took full advantage of that. And he's going to have more. And so are other guys in our ball team as we continue to move forward.
Tell me about Chattanooga Baylor and what you have to do to be successful against them.
Well, it's talented. They have a lot of speed. The quarterback, Neyland Jean, he's a really talented player. He throws it well. He's athletic enough to run it out of the pocket, but he has a really good group of receivers he can throw to. But the guy behind him is electric. Elijah Howard, who's probably one of the fastest kids in our state. We were playing him when he was at Knoxville Webb, and now he's at Baylor. And he's just an electric football player on their offense, and so they have some weapons. And defensively, they just fly around. Their defensive group, their linebacking core, led by Noah Martin and inside backer, they just fly around and get to the football, and they don't give up many big plays. They do a very, very good job, and Coach Massey's always done a good job there and are very well coached. So it'll be a great challenge here Friday for us and see where we're at and continue to grow as a team.
Innsworth football coach Rock Batten with us.
There's a coach. There's a lot of pride on that Baylor team. You know they're going to come up there and give you your best ever because this is always a good game between these two schools. Like you just talked about, there's a lot to be concerned about with this Baylor football team.
Yeah, they are talented. Like I said, you're watching their first four games and the things they've been able to do on offense is almost come at ease because they have so many explosive weapons and don't want to leave out the tight end kid they have as well. Christian Martin, who's also another talented kid. I mean, they have a lot of weapons, and they're always solid front. And like I said, on defense, they're aggressive. They just fly around to the football with 11 hats. And so always a good game, always a great challenge. And we battled a lot, even in my early days here at Innsworth. And so it'll be another dogfight here.
You know, it's funny, this would make their season. I mean, to this point, knocking off mighty Innsworth, and I know you've told the guys that every game you're going to get the absolute best effort from every team that you guys face.
No question. I mean, and that's, you know, when you're at Innsworth, you're always going to get everybody's best. But for us, we're looking at the other way. I mean, they're undefeated just like us, and they got to travel to us, and they're feeling really good about the way they're playing, And both teams have to let it loose and fly around on Friday. But, that's the fun part about football. You know, all the records can go out of the door. You just have to line up and play every down, every play. So we'll get a chance to do that tomorrow night.
Well, both undefeated, both 1-0 in the region. Certainly a huge region game in the Division II Class AAA, that East region. 6:45, the pregame, 7 o'clock, the tip-off, right here on National Sports Radio. Jonathan Schaefer, Dan Bradley, and myself on the call. And Rock will, for the fifth time in a row to open the season, we'll see you at Innsworth tomorrow night. Can't beat that. Yeah, and then you go on the road, and what do you go, 5 miles? You know, so.
Yeah. All right. The scheduling was great.
Thank you, Rock. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thank you.